I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope.
Come at me, Bulldog.
And the Bulldog.
Then tonight they die!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
What was that about, if you remember? Could have been lots of things.
I just no idea.
Really, Zach Gallen has a minor strain to his UCL. It's not going to be my year. I just lost Zach Gallen now. Hey, everybody, guess what?
Is this Aussie Rules football? What is this?
It's Major League Baseball, actually, the sport you bet on every day and are watching right now.
I mean, the Padres and the Rockies, come on. 1-1 in the sixth.
So good.
With an under, it's 6.5, and you get a six-run sixth inning. Just the worst.
Why am I not taking your bets? Yes.
I have a fantasy subject to bring up. Oh, my God. I have a confession to make. I was, you know, in the finals here, and it's a two-week thing,
hockey.
Or so I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I know what's about to happen here. Yep.
I got to Sunday, and I was I was 30 behind. I don't know. I was behind by a lot. And I thought, well, I don't really know what, you know, there hasn't been any – ever caution. Anytime I've made a player move, I've made it easily without any, like, you are running out of moves or you're this or you're that, right? So Sunday morning, I looked at the schedule and I looked at players available and I just ditched. I thought it was ending Sunday. I assumed it was ending Sunday and that was my mistake. I didn't look into it. I just assumed the previous week had been 2 weeks, and so
if only there were a saying about doing that.
Yeah, so I cut all my guys because they were done playing.
Why? Cut
everybody, and well, I picked up, I made room. I had I picked up like 8 or 9 guys that were actually playing on Sunday, and I caught up. Like, they were available. It's not a big league. There's only 8 teams in it, maybe. So there were, like, decent players available that I could just add. So I did that. I caught up, and Sunday night, when games ended, I was ahead by 2. And I thought, like, well, eventually the app will just update that I've won. And I felt kind of like a jerk doing it, but I did it. It was allowed. Anyone could have done it.
Yep.
I did it.
That's fine.
Right? So I'm ahead by 2 points. I'm playing Michael Suda, who's playing for Fargo in the USHL finals starting on Friday.
Hopefully he knows how long his game takes.
Right. Well, so I caught up, and then suddenly I look and like, wait, it's not posted. Wait, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what? So now I've got, like, this just guys you would never expect to win with, you know, for a regular full week or even, well, this is like 4 days of a week. And I'm back to losing again, and I can't get – he even claimed some of the guys that I waived because he was ahead of me in the waiver order. And, like, so he got guys that I couldn't get
back.
Wow. And now he's, you know, – like, he had a shutout last night from Hellebuck, and he's, like, 15 ahead, and I'm toast again. But I tried after Sunday. I'm like, well, I got to get, like – I got to get my Winnipeg guys back, like Kyle Connor and Scheifele, and I got to get these guys back. Couldn't get them back.
Wow.
So I was stuck with just it was bad.
And you don't keep your team for next year either?
No, I don't think so. I assume not. So I assume if we do this again, we'll have another draft and
okay.
That. But
because that's
an
obvious factor in whether you're going to cut guys is like,
yeah, right.
You don't
no,
cut Shifley.
Right. I just assumed it was, you know, one and done. I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming it is. And so I tried to kind of pull a fast one, and I mean, I wouldn't have caught up without doing it. So this, you know, there would have been nothing worth looking at for these 4 days. But last night was a big night, and Hellebuyck pretty much killed me, like, because it was like a shutout for 13 points or whatever, and I'm just not catching
well,
it now because all my good guys are cut, and some of them are on the team I'm playing now because I waived them.
If we want, we could just do a week of shows on fantasy blunders because I've got lots of them. The time I traded my first-round pick in by mistake because I read the trade in reverse.
Yeah,
right. About trying to impress Mike Dempsey. I'm even doing the push-ups thing that he maybe invented, and I'm trading my first round pick in his league by mistake. Come on, what a dunce move. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, those are always fun.
Where I thought he was going with that is that he thought the season would go until the end of the NHL season and not end on Sunday when the regular season was supposed to end, because that's
right.
The league that I'm in and or that we're running. And the two guys in the finals said they were okay. They thought that was going to end on Sunday anyway. Because it would be an advantage to an opposing team. If you have all Canadian division guys,
right.
You've got extra games that your opponent might not.
So it is over?
It's over.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right. There's
yours
still regular
over.
Season
Mine's
games
still
going, but it's
wow.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd want all Canadian guys. And if it's not Dynasty, just do
right.
Sort of what you're doing, which
right.
Is just take them all.
Yeah.
Because the regular
and
season
now,
goes to
and
Saturday.
Now, by the way, just to close it out, we should move on. Obviously, we're going to talk about the schedule here, but I now found out I'm out of moves. I tried to add guys that I cut, and it's like it won't let me now. Like I used up all my moves, so I'm stuck.
Can you trade for moves?
Oh, you know what, Sneaky Joe? This is how we met. This is how we met, Sneaky Joe. He's trading for moves.
If someone's got five moves left, give me
moves.
A third round pick, and
Joe,
I've got five acquisitions.
Have
to go.
Some dignity. Trading for moves. Come on.
Right. Trading for moves.
Joe and I have a draft starting tomorrow. This will be my sixth of the week, maybe. No, that's not that many. Since last week, maybe five. Let's look at the schedule that we think is right. Everybody, one thing on each game. Ready? Got to be kind of quick.
Okay.
Joe, do you have music?
Got music.
Week one, confirmed. Pittsburgh at the Bills. Joe.
I think this could get out of hand because I think the Steelers are bad.
Bulldog.
I hope that Bills season ticket holders buy all of the available tickets and don't sell any to people from Pittsburgh.
I'll say it will go down if they win. And Holt do their part, it will go down as one of the greatest days in the serious Bills fans' life. Back there after last year, what a party. What a party. Week two, we think at Miami. Do we think that? I'm not trying
yes.
To speak for
yep.
You guys.
We do.
We think
yeah,
at Miami.
Yeah.
Same order. Let's just make it easy.
Litmus test. See how good the Dolphins are early. Miffy on that.
I think the Dolphins are going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I could see, depending on week one, Miami being a slight favorite there. I could see it.
Tua, I got it. What is that going to look like this year? They benched him for Fitzpatrick multiple times last year.
They did, and this was also the week two game last year. Bills at Dolphins,
right.
A great game for Allen in Miami. Week three, Washington here, we think.
Yeah, I love it. I love that game for entertainment value. I think Washington's good. I think Fitzpatrick will make the playoffs for the first time this year.
Get a logo, choose a nickname.
Curtis Samuel, where he belongs, here. Playing for Washington. I wanted that one. I like them a lot. Four, Houston, probably, here.
Just start Trubisky. You're fine. You're going to win by 100.
Star Trubisky. Houston Texans, welcome to your new status as the Buffalo Sabres of the NFL.
Will we be experiencing stadium fatigue by the fourth game of the season? Week five.
Oh, the traffic.
Oh, the traffic is the worst.
Oh, it's going to be a, everyone's
cold.
Gonna say, are you trying? How are you trying not to look ahead to Kansas City next week?
Oh,
that's
it's the, a trap
Houston
game.
League. Trap game.
Love that one. You know, actually look up whether those games, like actually, whether it's a thing worth talking about if you care about stuff. Week five at Kansas City, Sunday night. Big.
I kind of wish it was later in the season. Closer to the playoffs when you might meet them again, but biggest regular season game of the season, maybe.
Gregory Rousseau,
yes.
Boogie Basham, you're up.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say the same thing. This is the Bills draft being evaluated in that game in week five. Good luck. I mean, how many teams beat that guy? It's not easy to do. Week six, Monday night at Tennessee.
I just hate the Titans. We're always going to Tennessee. Something about that stadium just always doesn't look good aesthetically. And it's Monday night. So
I hate the Titans too, and I, you know, it's not really a point I want recorded or like hung as my pinned message on Twitter, but I think a part of it is because Mike Vrabel pretty much looks like someone I should be asking for extra blue cheese to go with my party pizza and wings pack.
I was able to write all that down. I'll go with Steve Levy on our show that day talking about Eichel playing for the Coyotes as the hockey season's about to start. Week seven, bye week, fine. Week eight, Halloween, Miami here, rematch.
I wonder where Miami will be at that point. Because, again, I'm kind of iffy on whether they're going to be good or not. But
I don't know when their bye is, but they'll probably be like either 4-3 or 3-4. If they play seven games.
So it'll be a big game, bigger game for them than
Huge.
For the Bills.
I mean, if the Bills are 5-2 with Kansas City and Tennessee, Washington, Pittsburgh, like, that's a good record. Or it's not even 5, it'd be 4-2.
Is Tua going to dress up like a real NFL quarterback for Halloween? Over to you, Mike.
Very good. Is 4-2, would you take 4-2? Pittsburgh at Miami, Washington, Houston, at Kansas City, at Tennessee. Don't you have to say yes?
Kind of, yeah.
Would you take 4-2? I think I would.
I mean, they only lost three all year last year, so I
don't Well,
know
two of them were to these teams.
Right.
I don't think so. I'll take 4-2 if I beat Kansas City there.
No, there's no, you know what? There's no if.
There's no if, okay.
That's not how this
So you're
works.
No.
No, I don't
you would not
no,
take 4-2
four.
For them
I'm
right
supposed
now.
To be the best team in the league or the second best team in the league. Give me 5-1 against that schedule.
Okay, week nine, my birthday, at Jacksonville. I will not be here.
Well, obviously, this is all about Trevor Lawrence, just seeing what he's about, and that's pretty much it.
Are you optimistic for Jacksonville, you guys? Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
You were going to say what?
I was going to say I can't wait for Travis Etienne to run for 275 yards against the Bills.
You are crushing this game, whatever. You're way better than my contributions. I'm not optimistic for them. Meyer, no. I'm a no.
Tebow.
Thank you. Right to the chase. Week 10 at the Jets. Back-to-back, the first two picks.
I wouldn't want to just consider this an easy game. I don't know what the Jets are yet. I think Zach Wilson could be really good. He reminds me a lot of Justin Herbert.
Yeah, me too.
Jets, gone to Jets. I'll believe they'll be good and that Wilson is not going to be a joke when I see it.
If you were 4-2, now you want to be 7-2. Mm-hmm. Miami at home, at Jacksonville, at the Jets. Those two worst teams in the league last year. Week 11, Indianapolis here. We don't know that this
playoff,
is right, by the way.
Playoff rematch. Playoff rematch. Wentz could be, I mean, just falling apart by week 11, I think.
I think Wentz is going to work.
I like the Colts. I don't know. It's a good team. Jonathan Taylor. What do I want here? Indianapolis. I'm just sort of distracted by realizing that we're not sure that the schedule's right. Okay. we got to go faster. Thanksgiving at New Orleans. Amazing.
I want to go.
Amazing.
I'll be drunk.
Monday night the following... You can't use the same answer twice. Monday night the following week, New England here.
Mac Jones will be playing that game.
Belichick throws a phone, part two.
I'm just thinking about how cold I am, probably. Week 14 at Tampa.
I will want the Bills to win that game more than any other game by far.
This is your game of the year?
Yes. Never. It was why I wanted them in the Super Bowl. We never beat Brady. I want to beat Brady and to do it there, fine. Wherever. I want to beat him.
I'll just add on to that. I want all that badly, and I want Josh Allen to then put on a pirate uniform and chug a Labatt Blue on that stupid pirate ship.
three words. Kyle Trask.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Brady's old. Maybe it's over by then. Week 15, Carolina.
Fantasy sleeper team this year.
Eh. That's all I got.
That's the whole thing?
Could be a Saturday game.
Lots of super annoying McDermott Bean Carolina articles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, week 16 at New England.
I feel like there's always an at week 16 New England.
Yes.
Game. Yeah.
That's the point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take them out back.
End their season, week 16.
Yep. Take them out back.
I felt sad when Sal talked about having to spend Christmas there. And it's like not even close to Boston and places will be closed. Week 17, Atlanta.
I will not care about this game at all.
I think the Bills will have the conference sewn up by the time they play the stupid Falcons who nobody cares about and shouldn't care about because they're terrible.
Atlanta will win its division.
Wow.
Week 18, a first in history, the Jets here.
The Trubisky game.
Trubisky versus if it's Zach Wilson, does he sit if they're bad? Like, no, he would still play, right?
No, he'd be in there, yeah, unless he's injured. Or if they've wrapped up a playoff spot.
I'll go with they might be terrible and fans will be debating whether the Jets should draft another quarterback.
just another finale against the Jets where the topic is, should we try? And references to Diggs and Beasley getting hurt in the last two games last year after the Bills had clinched. Well, that might be the schedule. We'll find out for sure at 8. Today, also, a big day for Sabres fans, you know, pretty big, with Kevin Adams speaking, also Don Granato. We will check in with Paul Hamilton, as we have done today, on that subject, next here on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Paul Hamilton with Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay, it's been a Sabres-y week. A lot of news. This has happened a lot in the last few years where the season ends and then like, okay, now we have something.
Yeah, Paul moves in.
Yeah, Paul week. We micro-analyze these press conferences and every word. And in fact, with that thought in mind, Paul, you wrote up a lot of what Kevin Adams said today verbatim. And I appreciate that. I mean, that was useful. And I think the closer I read the words, the more closely I read the words, the more I liked it. Especially toward the end of your article, where he's like, do you want to be a part of this and make the fan base proud? I like that point. I thought that was like almost like a zinger in there from Adams. So, you know, given the circumstances, I would say I thought he had a pretty good day.
Yeah, I thought, you know, he made a pretty lengthy statement. It was about 4 minutes. And I thought, you know what? I think this statement needs to open the article. I think people need to read what he said here if they hadn't heard it earlier. So I thought it was important to verbatim put his statement in there, what he said. And a lot of it was because there's a lot of information in there about Jack Eichel's injury, what the doctors are thinking, you know, why they don't want to go through surgery right now. And then when he was done with that, you know, I thought to myself, are we asking the right question here? We keep asking him, has Jack Eichel asked to be traded? And maybe that's not the question. Mm-hmm. Maybe the right question here is, are you looking to trade Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhardt and Rasmus Ristolainen and the whole group of guys who have been here through a lot of this bad, bad losing? It plays on you. It has to. They're human beings. They don't want to lose. They're trained to win. And when it's losing after losing and last place 4 out of 8 years, and it's just like, ugh. You know, that type of feeling. I thought, and then Adams talks about his vision for a team and what he wants. I thought, does he want them here? Or does he want to get rid of them? So that's why I ask it that way.
Yeah. How did you feel about his response to that? Is that where he got to, we want guys who want to be here? I feel like that came up more than one time, yeah. And I don't think that was accidental.
Yeah. And that's where he said they have to be careful, you know, just because a player has been here the whole time and fans are frustrated and he totally understands why they would be, you can't hold 10 years against the player. He says, but what you do is lay out for the players what your vision is and then ask them, do they want to be part of the solution? Do you want to be here? Do you want to be part of something great, as he put it? Do you want to make the fan base proud of you, or don't you? And he said, if the answer is no, then you make the decisions to go forward. Now, when Jack Eichel was asked if he wants to be here, he said he has a lot of thinking to do and he coming up, but he wouldn't say yes or no. Right. So I imagine that's probably the answer he gave Kevin Adams, that I have a lot of thinking to do right now. But Adams says Eichel has not asked to be traded.
It's interesting that can sound like a no. That's a question where you want a yes or no answer, and if it's not yes, it can sound like no. Anything that isn't yes. But it's also like, and these guys will say that, as bland as a lot of these things are after the season, it's tight. It's like the season ends on a Sunday, and then you're talking on a Monday or something. It's like really quick, and I feel like it might be reasonable, especially when a team doesn't have a permanent coach, to want to, you know, take some time. So I wouldn't really want to blame anybody for that. It just might not be what the GM, any GM, wants to hear in that moment.
Well, in this case, in Eichel's case, he didn't play for Granato here in Buffalo, but he did play with him with the U.S. national team, play for him. So he's not totally in the dark about what Don Granato's about. He knows him. He's played for him. He said yesterday he's heard very good things from his teammates about him during the season, and he's liked what he's seen. So, you know, I don't think he would have a problem with playing for Don Granato. You know, my question is, too, and there are some people who thought this. You know, I got tweeted this yesterday, and Was this a power play by Eichel?
Yeah.
Was this his way of not getting traded for a year? Because then his no movement clause kicks in, and then he has control. If Kevin Adams trades him in this offseason, Eichel has no control. He can trade him anywhere, and Eichel might not like where that place is. So was this a power play on Eichel's part to play one more year in Buffalo and then have that clause kick in, and then he can dictate where he's going? And I'm not saying that is. I'm just laying that out there.
Right. I'm trying to I want to make sure, and maybe I'm the only one struggling to follow that exactly. Like, what's the power play exactly? Like, is he, by suggesting he needs surgery or delaying the trade because he's not healthy and Adams won't be able to make the best trade he can? Is that
right.
What you're suggesting?
Make it difficult on Kevin Adams. You know, now you've put it in Kevin Adams' court that, you know, maybe teams would feel the Sabres are desperate and not make a good offer to the Sabres, so make it where Kevin Adams can't trade him. It's like Kevin Adams is like, well, no, I'm not going to trade you for that garbage. Are you kidding me?
Well, the injury might take care of that.
Yeah, exactly.
It might sort of eliminate all of that stuff if he's hurt like he is and teams don't know, or even the Sabres don't know exactly what his status is. That'll make this more complicated.
I mean, I don't know where Jack Eichel would not want to play, but he might not want to play in Ottawa, or he might not want to play in Calgary, or you know. So,
well, sure. I mean, and you obviously, we just went through this with Taylor Hall. It's a different scenario. Taylor Hall was heading for unrestricted free agency, and Jack Eichel has 5 more years at $10 million per on his contract. But still, the player having final say can certainly limit what you can get, you know, what kind of return you can get. Because the team you're dealing with knows that Eichel can approve that or not. And so I think you want to avoid that if you're the Sabres, which is why I think it's important to be proactive and you know, do this, I think, sooner rather than later, just because if you're pretty confident that this guy does not want to be here long term, I think you got to do it before he has any say in the matter. But like you're saying, the injury kind of could complicate that.
Yeah, so... And right now, could Jack Eichel pass a physical? I'm not a doctor. I would assume not, but I'm totally assuming, you know, that with all the injuries that Jack laid out for us yesterday, I wouldn't think passing a physical right now for an NHL team would be real promising.
Paul, what, in terms of the beginning of the press conference and how Adams explained what the Sabres' position was and how he sort of went through the timeline with Eichel and that injury, does it all hold water for you? I mean, I think the idea of the Sabres saying we'd rather be cautious and conservative, the word conservative came up many times, as opposed to you doing this surgery that no NHL player has been through and played after, you know, from, it feels like that's reasonable. So I wonder if you thought all of what Adams had to say about the situation was reasonable.
Almost. He did contradict himself badly. You know, he's talking about this process that goes through late May, early June. And before that, he said that they were, you know, going through the rehab treatment, conservative care rehab treatment with the process and, you know, hoping that he would return to play this season. It's like, well, you're just telling us that this process that goes through May and June, the only way he would be eligible to come back this season is if you made the playoffs, and that was done before he got injured. So that was the one contradicting part that I found of it. But the rest of it, I totally would see what they're talking about there. I'm not sure if I were the Sabres, I would want a player going through a procedure that it has been done by a couple of athletes, but the data that you're getting back from it is very short term right now. They've only had it done for a short term. You don't know what the long-term effects could be, even with those athletes, and it's never been done on an NHL player. So I totally understand where the Sabres doctors would be coming from, not being comfortable with that.
Yeah. On the alternative side, right, I mean, I think there's probably some worry from Eichel's camp and from Eichel himself, Paul, that rest and rehab, yes, this settles down and it's okay, but it reoccurs. or you get some weakness in your arm, one arm or the other, or like just there's some kind of manifestation of symptoms that sort of come and go because the thing is still, you know, even though it calmed down and you're healthy and you're cleared to play, it's still something that could sort of pop up again. And yeah, maybe they're thinking the surgery would end that permanently.
Yeah, and he wants to be able to play to his potential next year. He doesn't want this hanging over his head that he's missing time, whether he's still with the Sabres hoping to have a good year so they can make a good trade for him to a place that he wants to go to later, you know, next year, or whether he's with his new team. I mean, he wants to play well next year, and he doesn't want this hanging over his head, so that's part of it too. He's thinking, I want surgery, and I want it now because the rehab will be done by, you know, probably July or whenever, and he can get into, you know, preparing for the season.
We will have more with Paul in a moment, and then at 7, our schedule release show, Joe, Nate, and sometimes Sal will be on as well as it becomes official. We'll also be looking for your calls, and then it will be time to get connected with our fans, brought to you by Bond, Schenick, and King.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A full-service Buffalo law firm.
It's so easy to listen to WGR Sports Radio 550 at home or anywhere, anytime. Just ask your smart speaker to play WGR 550.
It's Hoagie Hump Day. Tweet us at WGR550 and use the hashtag Hoagie Hump Day for a chance to win a $25 gift card to Jim's Steakout. Jim's Steakout, celebrating 40 years of mouth-watering hoagies and chicken finger subs.
Paul Hamilton with us on the Western Hotline. On the subject of Granato, Paul, What did you make of his comments in general? And the idea, of course, now the question is, does he stay on?
Yeah, he went through Granato. He likes what Granato has done in the coaching staff. But he sat down and he said it was quickly with Don Granato. And he is following through with what he told him originally, that he wants to do an extensive search and he wants to talk to a lot of people about a lot of different things and a lot of different backgrounds. And Granato understands that because that's the way it was laid out to him in the beginning. So Granato, of course, gets first chance because he's talked to Adams on a daily basis since he's become the head coach. We talked about this yesterday. I've been thoroughly impressed with Matt Ellis and Dan Girardi on his staff also, with how they've helped out with the players. So, yeah, I would think they are the front runners, but Adams has not shied away at all from his plan, which is to interview a lot of people, and that process has already begun and will continue to go on.
I wonder what kind of candidates we'll hear about, assuming we'll hear about candidates. I mean, I suppose they could do this in a fashion that we don't hear anything. But it seems like word usually gets out either through, you know, leaks in the organization or, you know, leaks from, you know, coaches, agents or whatever. People who think it's advantageous to have their names out there might want their name out there. But I just wonder, like Mike and I were talking earlier today, Paul, at one point about like Bruce Boudreau, for example. Like if I'm trading Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart and replacing them to some extent with younger pieces, even still, there'll probably be some money in some way coming back, and that probably means veterans. But the point is, if I'm starting over with even younger pieces than Reinhart and Eichel, I'm rebuilding. Adams cannot want to say it all he wants, but is that the landing spot for a veteran coach? Usually a veteran coach, you think about a guy that's going to land in a place that's ready to win. Like even Dan Bylsma showed up here, yes, with Eichel and Reinhart, but they also traded for Evander Kane and Ryan O'Reilly and Robin Leonard. Like they did things to try to make the team better than a rebuilding team would be in the first year after just drafting a superstar. So like I wonder if like college coaches, OHL coaches, like more developmental minded coaches are what they might be looking at. And Granato certainly fits that description.
You know, he may have a guy like, because he hasn't signed a new deal with Carolina. It's rumored that he's close to it. But Rod Brind'Amour, if he were to become available, he knows him very well. So, you know, that I'm sure would be somebody on his mind as we go through the offseason until Carolina were to re-sign him or not and let him go. I think you're right as far as a Boudreau or Julianne would go. I mean, you've got Cousins and you've got Darlene and you know all the young players around here. If you trade Eichel, let's say you trade him to Los Angeles, you may get the second overall pick from last year, Quinton Byfield, who just started his NHL career. He played in the AHL with Ontario because of COVID and then came up to the Kings. I want to say he might have played 10 games somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have Turcotte from the national team that Hughes was on. And he was a very high pick, I believe, fourth overall pick the year before, was also a centerman. So, yeah, if you get both those guys from the Kings, I think you've made a nice deal. But, again, you're getting players who are just entering the NHL, are just going to start going through the growing pains. And is that what a veteran coach who's looking to get back in the league, is that right, you know, what he's signing up for?
You know, sometimes these press conferences wrap up. I mean, today was it, I think, right?
Yes.
For the week. So then you kind of just have to hang out, sit there until there's a trade or the draft. You know, it gets very quiet. If you have an interim coach or you're searching for a coach or a GM, as the Sabres have been several times in recent years, then there's that to follow. But like sort of to Bulldog's point earlier, they're not giving public updates on those searches. They're just doing them, and then you get the news. With the Eichel injury, I don't know what kind of availability we're talking about. Probably not a lot. It's not an easy subject anyway. But there will be a call for information about it, right? Like, there's a period of time here coming up, the next few weeks, where there should be, you know, advances in that story. But it might be really tough to find out what they are.
I think if we do find out, it comes in a statement, you know, from the Sabres. I don't think I don't think they would. It's possible, unless it's a we have to have surgery or something that they would make Adams available. But I think it would probably come to us in the form of a statement. I would think the next time that Adams might be available, because don't forget, free agency is later this year. It doesn't start July 1st. It starts July 28th. So, you know, as far as movement for players, you got to wait an extra month. And what was nice about July 1st is you didn't have to compete with any NFL training camp. And that was kind of an entity by itself. But now that they've dumped it down to the 28th, now you're competing with the Bills and training camp and all the other news that's going on. So, you know, talking about the draft, maybe. I mean, he was supposed to talk about the trade deadline coming up and never did, and then talked about it afterwards, which all GMs do. But so I would think and hope that he would talk to us before the draft, but I'm not going to guarantee it.
Yeah, the statement thing sounds like a distinct possibility, right? In consultation with our medical staff, Jack Eichel has been cleared to resume hockey-related activities or something like that, right? That might be a way they can let us know that, like, from their standpoint, he's fine. And you know, I would think that they would love to be able to get that out there, especially if they want to trade him, right? So, you know, you're going to have to, you know, obviously I would trust it. So I'm not saying they would fudge that at all, but by saying they want to get it out there. But I would think if that ends up being the case, they would want that information known because it would be good for them.
I think another impressive thing with Adams is I think he tries his best not to lie to you. And, you know, and sometimes you can see the way he's thinking, how do I put this without, you know, lying about it and not maybe saying exactly what's going on, but how do I put this where you're kind of in the middle there? But I think that's important to him. He doesn't want to be known as a liar. He talked to us today afterwards a little bit about honesty and that type of thing, and you know what he's trying to accomplish when he speaks with us, and he understands job to do him and everything with that. And you know, most GMs I've dealt with and coaches have had the thought process. Tom Donahoe probably was the worst of the bunch. That lying, if you're lying and it behooves the organization, then you're not really lying. And they almost all believe that. You know, well, a lie that helps the organization isn't really a lie.
It's a tactic. And,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just doing my job.
Yeah but right. Adams is different that way, and I appreciate that a lot. And Granato was too. Granato was basically, and that's what I asked from a coach. If you don't want to say something, just say no comment. I'm not going to talk about injuries. I'm not going to talk about that. Cool. But don't stand there and lie to me. Don't stand there and tell me that Jack Eichel's not playing hurt. When everybody that's a Sabre fan that watches the games can obviously see that he's hurt. Don't stand up there and boldface lie to me. I mean, just say no comment. And
that's one of those, if it's not yes, then it has to be no. Those, it's one of those words, you know.
Well, like, Granato got through it all right. And I don't think I ever walked away thinking he lied to me. Maybe he did. Maybe I'm gullible. Maybe he did. Maybe Adams lies to me all the time. I don't know. But I don't think they do.
Well, I like this point. I've heard you make it a few times in the last week or so. There are times when, okay, where's that bag of money? It's over there. I mean, there are times when you would make that choice. Or maybe I would say the same thing about Adams, or maybe I'm lying now by saying that.
And I believe you, so I'm being gullible.
Yes.
I just want to say I love both you guys.
Okay, right. Sure. That's believable. You know, you and I share some of that same frustration about that, Paul. And it gets worse for me when, like, you know the team is messing with people about something, and then you say that, and then you have, like, this swarm of fans who want to defend it. Because, like, what do we care about? Winning, you know.
And then Ralph Krueger had the audacity to get upset about it. You know, all of a sudden the press conference, he's talking about, well, you guys think I lie. I never lie. It's like, what? You have the audacity now to be upset about it because we've called you out on it?
Hmm. Well, Paul, that is now ancient history. And so are these press conferences, I suppose. That's it for today. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
All right. That is our man Paul Hamilton on our West Hur Hotline. And his appearances here on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax. We got this.
All right. We are just over an hour away from the schedule, and let's find out if all these things we've been talking about all day are actually correct. That's a great feeling to find that out after a show. We'll be back here if they'll have us tomorrow at 3. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing.